Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejesu. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dejesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Dejesu moves to second. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dejesu moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball towards left. Whitfield settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whitfield. Dejesu tags and scores. Sizemore scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to third. Martin moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. North moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. North tags and scores. Whitfield tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hector Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Madlock moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sizemore scores. Buckner moves to third. Mercer moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Kingman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kingman. Metzger goes all the way around to score. Hill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. Hill scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Hill and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. Buckner moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Martin strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mercer is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mercer hits a fly ball towards left. Whitfield catches it and throws to Metzger, who relays to McCovey to double up Kingman. Buckner tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cruz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Metzger is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lamp, and towards Sizemore, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. 1 out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 6-4, Giants. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blue is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. There goes Hill. The throw from Blackwell to DeJesus, and Hill is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kelleher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blackwell is 0-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Sam Mahias pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mahias bunts towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. Blackwell moves to second. 1 out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeJesus is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelleher tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Giants. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whitfield is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McCovey is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Clark moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hill takes first base on ball four. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to third. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blackwell scores. Vale moves to third. It's Cubs, 6, Giants, 6. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitfield bunts towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Mercer scores. It's 8-6, Cubs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Kelleher moves to third. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Mick Kelleher now playing shortstop. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.